Aval oikr and imoy. But you're allowed to work for the guy, taproot it. If there's klayim growing already, you're allowed to work with him to be oikr, taproot it. Rashi says, lashlicha libut. V'yafagav deroitza b'kiyum and shloyakrim aleim. You do not want these klayim to be destroyed by itself. You want to be the one to do the work to get paid for it. So you see, even though you want it until you uproot it, you're allowed to do this. We look as if the outcome, you're here to destroy this klayim. Now, Savru, we thought to say that this b'raita goes, Hormani Rebbe Kivi, it even goes according to Rebbe Kivi Shita. The Yom Rebbe Kivi holds like this, HaMekayim V'Klayim Leika. Kivi has the Chiddush, that not only if you plant the klayim, not only if you take seeds and put it into the ground, you're over the lava of klayim, but even if somebody else planted it for you, but now you're just Nicha, you're happy with it, you want to keep it around, you'll get Malkus. I, it's a lot of shame by myself. So he says, let's say you build a fence around it. Somebody else planted klayim in your yard, and you're happy with it, and you build the fence around it to keep it going, let it grow better, even though you didn't do a mice to the klayim itself, you'll get Malkus according to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, that's what the Kiva's Kiddush. Well, that according to everybody be chayv. Watering is like planting it. But even though you don't do an action to the thing itself, you just put a fence around it. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you get Malkus. So we thought, now this Bryce here even goes according to Rabbi Kiva, to Omar, that he says, how Makayim the klayim leika. If somebody just wants to keep the klayim going, he also gets Malkus. Yeah. The Tanya we learned like this. HaMenachesh, that means you pull out the dead leaves. V'yamachate, if you dig there to cover up the roots to make it grow better. The klayim leika. That, of course, everybody gets Malkus. That's called the maisa of making it grow. You're working with the plants itself to make them grow. That's the law. Do not plant or make them grow klayim. Rabbi Kiva is and says, Af ha-makayim. Even if it just keeps the klayim, you did not plant it. Somebody else planted it. But you let it not uproot it. You let it stay there. For that alone also is allowed not to have klayim. Now, my time with Rabbi Kiva, what's Rabbi Kiva in his reasoning? Why? He heard said, let's just reclaim. How do you know to say even just to keep it, you're also chayiv? Oh, makro, the post says like this. So decho loisizra klayim. True, it says your field, do not plant klayim. So the churayim liyel is zareya. From this post of loisizra klayim, I would think only if somebody really plants it. Then there's the avera. Mikayim minayin, if you just let it stay, somebody else planted it, and you're just letting it stay, how do we know? Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, Loi klayim, do not have klayim at all. So Rashi says, the pshat is like this, Tam Lem, Loi klayim, klayim di habor kodorish, of an animal. In the summer, klayim loi sabiyu. It says later, klayim loi sabiyu. Gabi soda. So Hashin would ask this, klayim sod choloi. As if to say, sod, it says loi, as if to say, in your field you could have nothing. No klayim at all. Need like sir, since it doesn't say behem techol lesabir klayim, it should just say like this: behem techol lesabir klayim, loisizra sod chaklayim. It doesn't say this way. Shemamina sod chol aklayim liel namidashinan. When it says by behem techol loisabir klayim, then sod chol as if to say sod chol loy dashinan. Or mashma demazir akosrib shloye klayim besoda. Do not have any klayim at all in your field. That means even if somebody has planted it, you're not supposed to let it stay. Now, v'ilu oikrin, if you would uproot it right away, shari, lemuta tiflo. Af, v'ilu oikrin, yeshari, here it says you'll have to uproot it, lemuta tiflo, v'yafagav, the rights of the human, achiyakrim hu, v'yitoscharim. Even though here the case is, where somebody's hiring you to uproot his klayim. So it's like this, kol zaman, the klayim is in the ground until you get there, you're happy that it's there. You want it to grow, because you want to get the job to uproot it. Still we say it's smutta. You're allowed to do this. And we do not consider your rotzon to let it stay like you want to keep it, but rather we look at the outcome. You want to let it stay there only that you should have the job to uproot it. You're going to uproot it, consider it like it's uprooted. So, the Mor says, vilu lemute tifle shari. Here in this case, oikrin imoy, you're allowed to help the guy work with the guy, to work with the guy to uproot his client. So you see, even though you're nicha with it right now, since the outcome is taproot, it's muta.
You what?
But so he just says, Yishloim, that mikol moka machshavtoi mishavvi l'maisa. That's what he has machshav, it should say. Kivin shuwaisa maisa l'psoi kushuwaikroi.
Yeah.
So his machshav now is mistarved his maisa. that according to Akiva, the half minute, that would be also. So you have to say, I have to ask him, you have to say here that since his outcome is to destroy it, we look at the outcome. So Mora says no. Mora says, Loi, Homani Rabboni, maybe this price only goes according to Rabboni Shita. Those, there's no wish to the Chalav be Mekayim Klayim. That's why it's Mutter. But maybe according to Rabbi Kiva, that just to be Mekayim at Yumach Shavo, to keep the Klayim around is also, it would be us here also. Tomorrow says, E Rabboni, if it goes according to the Rabboni, and then if so, my Eri Oikrin, what do you have to tell me? That the Jew now is allowed to uproot the Klayim. Afilu Kayim Anami Shapadami, even better. Even if he doesn't want to uproot it, he wants to keep it around. He'll even help the owner. He'll build a fence around the fields for the owner. That's also mutter. According to the Rabbanan, the Issa Klayim is only not to plant a Klayim, or to do a mice in the Klayim itself to make it grow better. But just to put a fence around the field would be mutter. So if it goes according to the Rabbanan, what's the chiddush that you could help him uproot it? You could even help him build a fence around. Mora says, Hokel Mayaskin, what the case is talking about over here, could go into Ka'ovid Bechinam. Here the question is, you want to do it for free. You want to help out a guy for free of charge. You don't want to charge him. That's the shaila over here. If we have Yehudi, we're going according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. The Yomah that Rabbi Yehudi says, Litem lohem matnas chinam also. That it's also to give a guy a present. That's Rabbi Yehudi Shita we had before. Hidashin lo tzichonein lo titin lo matnas chinam. You can't give him a free present. So that's the question over here. Just to go and help the guy build up his field would be also. The chiddush here is, even though you're doing it for free, but since what you're doing is you're being oiker, you're uprooting klayim, therefore you're allowed to do it. But there's a purpose why you're doing this. That's not called a matnas chinam. There's a reason why you're giving him this work, because you want to uproot the klayim, that's why it's mutta. But if it wouldn't be for the fact that you're oiker, but rather you're helping him keep the field going, it would be also matmas din of matnas chinam. So Mora still says, let's see, mid Rabbi Yehuda though, nishmal Rabbi Kiva. But from Rabbi Yehuda's Svara, we see that you go boss of the outcome, that since it's uprooting, it's not called you're giving him Hano, you're giving him Atono, the same Svara L'chur should be according to Rabbi Kiva also. Lavam Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda himself say, Osolitam lehem matnas chinam, you're not allowed to give a guy a free present. Still, we say here you're allowed to work for him for free. Taproot his klayim, avlamute tiflo shapidomi, but taproot the klayim is muta, it's not considered you're giving him a present. Because your outcome is uprooted. So the Rabbi Kiva, Nami, the same svar which see according to Rabbi Kiva. Ah, Fagav, Yom Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbi Kiva's sheet himself is. That Amakayim, the Klayim like if somebody just wants to keep his Klayim growing, he doesn't do anything to the Klayim itself. He just, like Rashi says, puts a fence around it. For that alone, he gets Malkus as long as you're Nichu, you're happy with the growth of the Klayim. Shouldn't the svar be, Lemute Tifla Shapadami? That if your purpose now of keeping it around is only to be able to uproot it and to get paid for that, it should be mutta. And Vesula Midi, we're not going to talk about this anymore. That's a clear proof. Vesula Midi means you can't ask me any questions. I at least see this svara. From this bright, it's a clear svara that if the outcome is to uproot it, we look what you're doing to uproot the wheat, the klayim. It's not called you having hanor. It's not called you being mekayim, but it's called you want to uproot it. Even though you're nichu with it right now, it's called the same svara we before also. That by breaking the Yayin Nesek of your hayin to take barrels and break the barrels, you're allowed to take the pay. Because your main job is to break the Yayin Nesek. Even though in between you're happy that the Yayin stays around, but you're only happy in order to be able to destroy it. So you look at the outcome is you're going to destroy Yayin Nesek, so for that you're allowed to take pay. But that the Rabbanan did not make any xeris. Now the Gemara says, Hodor Yosef, again they sat down. Or can we boil it? They had a question like this. Demei avoides kechovim, biyad oved kechovim mahu. A goy that has the money of avoides zara. Meaning one goy that had an idol, had an avoides zara, he sold it to another goy. And he received the money. So what's the loch is? The money that he has, is that osur or not? So Rashi says, Demei avoides kechovim, oved kechovim shomoicher avoides kechovim, demei yamahim banor. What's the loch is? The money muta banor or not? Me, the Mor says, me toifeses domeho, biyad oivik kechovim ailoi. So we say the chumra that if a guy sells his avodah zarah, the money he receives also has the iser of avodah zarah on it. And therefore it's also b'hano. So a Jew now cannot take that money. You're not allowed to sell to this guy anything and take his money, because that money is also b'hano. That's the question. Or maybe no. Maybe it's only a chumra if a Jew sells an avodah zorah, is it domeh osa bano? And maybe if a guy does it, maybe it's muta bano. That's the shayla. What's going to be if a guy sells it? So Mor says, Omalu Rav Nachman nistar, but the svar is that the may avodah kachovim biyad rav kachovim mutarim. The svar should be that the money the guy has for selling his avodah zorah is muta. That it's not osa bano. Why? I'll bring you a proof. I have a proof that once happened the case, Midahanua, these people, they also came the Rabbi Baravua. They once came in front of Rabbi Baravua. A guy came in front of him, and his question was, he wanted to become a Jew. So Rabbi Baravua gave him an eitz and told him, listen, Amalhu, Zilu Zivinu Komad Yislachu. Right now, before you become a Jew, sell everything you have. Sell all your avodah zarah, make all the money now, and then you can keep the money. Vesu is gar, and then become a ger. My time, what's what he tell this for? Mishum the gesava, demei, avazachavim, beavachavim, mutarim. That now that you're a guy, if you sell it now, the money you receive is muta. Even later, when you become a ger, you'll be allowed to use that money. But first, going to sell it later, when you become a Jew, you won't be able to sell it. Then the money you receive is also asur bano. Because he clearly told him, first sell it. So now that he's a guy, you see, if a guy sells his avodah zarah, the money is muta bano, even for a Jew. Rashi says, Vesu is gairu, Bovin is gairu, come a Jew now. If you become a Jew first, then it's also to sell the avodah zarah, because you're having hanor from it. Alma, what do we see though? That if you sold it when you're a guy, the money is muta bano, even for you when you become a Jew. So maybe there's no proof here. V'dilma the Gemara says maybe here it's different. V'dilma shani yosom tichi von de daita legiurei v'adai botloi. Maybe since this guy had intentions to become a Jew, so he already stopped worshipping the avodah zarah. So when he goes to sell his avodah zarah, for sure he was mevatel at first. And bitl for sure helps. A guy could be mevatel his avodah zarah. That's why it's muta bano, the money. But maybe where a guy does not want to be mevatel, a guy that's worshipping, just he needs money, so he sells it to his friend, another guy that will still worship it. So there's no bitl on the avodah zarah. Maybe the other money is also. Right, so you have no proof? Elu rather mihoch, give you another proof. It says a lot like this, Elu mihoch. Yisrael shoye noise b'yad kechavim mona. A Jew that lent money to a guy, lent $100 to a guy, and the guy has to pay him back. Now, umochor alvarez kechovim, vehebiloi. The guy, now, how does he pay back the money? He sells his avodah zarah, and he gets $100 for it. Or else, yayin nesach vehebiloi. The guy sells his yayin nesach, and with the money, he pays back the Jew. Mutter, it says clearly the Jew's allowed to keep the money. So clearly Rashi says, Almo, Dimei Avaras Kechovim, Biyan Avikovim, is Mutta. We see clearly, this money is Mutta for a Jew to have enough from it. When the guy sells it, we do not say the money he gets is also tough as the mail. Even though the Avodah Zarah itself is also Bano, but the money he got is Mutta Bano. Avo, but, Imo Maloy, let's say the guy tells the Jew, Hamtumli, wait, Achemcha Avaras Kechovim until I sell my Avodah Zarah, if you Avlochon, I'll give you the money. Or else the guy tells the Jew, wait, Yainesek, I want to sell my Yainesek, then I'll give you the money. Also, that's also. The guy tells the Jew to wait, here it's considered like the Jew is selling it. We'll soon see why. For the Gemara, why? Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why is the Reisha Mutta and the Seifa is also? Omer Rav Sheshes, Seifa, Mishum Dehevilei Ki Roitza B'Kiyumai. Because when the guy tells the Jew, listen, wait, I'm going to sell my Avodah Zarah now. Wait, I'm selling my Yainesek. Right now, the Jew is happy with that avodah zarah. The Jew is happy with that yayin nesach until the guy sells it. Like he's happy, he wants the guy to have it. So since he wants the guy to have it, a little bit we consider it like the avodah zarah of a Jew, or like the yayin nesach of a Jew. And therefore it's awesome. But in the ratio, where the guy sold it by himself, and then he just comes back with the money, the regular demei avodah zarah is muta bano, it's muta for the Jew to have anor from it. Gemara says, "V'chiroitza b'kiyuma kai gavna miyoso." Just for the fact that the Jew is happy that the guy should hold on to his avodah zarah and be able to sell it, does that alone make it? We consider like a Jew's avodah zarah. That's also bano. Does that alone make it also? V'yotanan. We learn like this: Ger v'yov kichovim shiyoshuavim. Let's say a ger, he became a Jew, so he has a brother that's still a guy, and his father's a guy, and now the father died. So Yashin is the father, the Jew, and the guy, the ger and Avichavim. She Yashin Avim, Avichavim, the Yashin, the father, the guy. Now, as Vashtayt says, the father had Yainetzech, had a boy, the Zoros in the Shus, and he also had some furniture. So ger, the Jew now, Yochul, and he's allowed to tell his brother, Terlat, Avichavim, you take all the idols. Vani Mois, I'll take the money, the bills. Terlat, the Yainetz, you take all the barrels of wine. Vani Peres, I'll take the fruits. That he's allowed to do. Before it came to Rishus, he's allowed to tell him, listen, you take that and I'll take this. So it's not considered an exchange, but rather I'm taking Yerusha for my father, I'm getting the apples, I'm getting the furniture, the money, that's Mutta. What could it be though? In Mishabo, Rishus HaGer, let's say the Ger already got his portion. In other words, they went to the judge, and the judge divided up everything equally. You got half of the idols, you got half of the barrels of Yai Nesach, and it was given to the Ger. So the Ger, the Jew now, receives 10 barrels of Yai Nesach and 10 idols. And now the Jew wants to tell his brother, listen, I have no use. You keep these and give me Paris instead. Then it's also, that's also. But I call upon him in the ratio though, when the father dies, even though the Ger is right to the Kiyuma, he's very happy that the idol should stay around because he wants his brother to take it and he'll take money in exchange. We see the money is Mutta. Even though the Ger, the Jew, is Nicha, the Kiyumai, he wants those Avodah Zarah to stay around in order that his brother should take it. So you see, even though you're happy with it, since it's not yours yet, we do not consider it like it's yours. So why here do you say the Jew is happy that the guy keeps his Yai Nesach until he can settle? It should be also that right to the Kiyumai means nothing. It belongs to the guy now. It's not yours. Tumor answers, Amar Rav Barula, Mas Nisim B'Avodah Kechavim, Hamitzchaleket lefi shivriha. We're talking about Avodah Zarah, that Hamitzchaleket lefi shivriha means they're dividing it by the broken pieces. Rashi says, "V'shalzov v'shalkestev, shim tishaber yichalku l'shvarim la'ichbas l'ger mishrosim." That's the case here. The case now is that the Yashin, the Avodah Zarahs, were made from gold and silver. Therefore, even though it's an Avodah Zarah, but the Jew does not care the fact it stays in one piece. Let it break to pieces. What do I care? It's still worth the money. It's not called rights of the cum. He doesn't want it to stay in one piece. He doesn't mind if it gets broken. It's gold and silver. That's what we're talking about over here. The Avodas Kechavim Hameschalek is Lefish of Rehom. So where it says, Tenech, that's a good svara about Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's made out of gold and silver, so it's not called you happy that it should be in one piece, even if it's broken also be the same way. But Yai Nesach, Michael and Emma, what can you say about Yai Nesach? Who Yai Nesach is only if it's in the barrel, it's wine. But if you're going to break the barrel and the wine will get ruined, he won't take it. You're happy with this wine. And still we say it's Mutter. Smur says, no, maybe Becheres Hadraini, we told him we had it before, that this earth is a piece of earth of China that the Goyim seeped in wine. They let wine soak into it. And therefore, the Yai Nesach is a piece of China. That they take this piece and put it into water, and the water changes into wine because of it. So here also, he doesn't care even though it gets broken into pieces. What do I care if it's broken? They also break it into small pieces and take the small pieces and use it. Elom, yeah. Samara, still, Valer writes of the Kuma Shlaignaibu. True, he doesn't care if it gets broken, but it's still called writes of the Kuma. The Ger still wants that these things should not be stolen. He wants it to be Brishus of his brother to take it for his portion. So you see, the Jew is Nicha the Kuma, or else for Shlaiyavdu. He doesn't want it to get destroyed, to get lost. And so even though it's writes of the Kuma, still it's Mutta. Elom Rapapa, Yerusha Sager Karmad, you're telling me a special halacha here that said that if a goy became a Jew, he was a ger, and now he yashins his father. And in this case, where the father leaves over Avodah Zarah, that we say he's allowed to make a deal with his brother keeps the Avodah Zarah, and he'll keep the money, here it's Mutta. Shani, which is a ger, that kilu barabon, rabbonim made a kula. Now this chumra is only with the rabbonim of rights to the kiyumai. The rabbonim did not make any chumras by a ger. We're afraid if we make it hard on the ger, the girl will give up, the ger will give up Jewish. They'll give up the Yiddish character. They'll say, I'm not going to be a Jew anymore. I'll come back, I'll act like a guy. So to a ger, we have to be extra special. Therefore, the rabbanon did not put any chumris that when the ger's father dies, and he has a brother that's still a guy, he's allowed to make his deal with his brother. So really, writes the Bikyuma, by a regular Jew, is tak also. If you're happy that the Avodah Zarah should stay around by the Goy, it's also for you. Here it's a special letter by a Ger. The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Yachal, learn like this also. The Ned, when was this said, Sheyoshu. Only